This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. and EU pile new sanctions on Russia for the Ukraine war's second anniversary and Navalny's death. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The U.S. is imposing new sanctions against Russia following the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The State Department is designating three Russian officials the U.S. says are connected to Navalny's death.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
President Biden says the sanctions also target Russian firms that contribute to the Kremlin's war effort, as well as financial institutions. He called on Congress to pass more aid for Ukraine. It stalled in the House.
If the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today. Instead, they went on vacation.
Previous sanctions have increased cost for Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine, but they appear to have done little so far to deter Putin. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says expect more sanctions.
Today was just the start.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ukraine's national police say more than 30,000 people have been reported missing in the 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The missing include soldiers lost on the battlefield, but also civilians and children who have vanished in a variety of circumstances. For many relatives, the agonizing uncertainty and relentless search for answers has already gone on for 2 years with no end in sight. Achille Desprez from the International Committee of the Red Cross told the AP.
Since February 2022, our teams have been contacted over 100,000 times. By families.
Over the past 2 years, many volunteer projects have arisen to help search for missing people, often serving as a last resort for relatives who receive no official information from authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Americans in the 2024 election appear to be heading towards a rematch between U.S. President Joe Biden and his leading Republican challenger, former President Donald Trump. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
Both candidates poll poorly, and Trump is besieged by legal woes. Both are seen as too old,
although polls show more Americans worry about Biden, who is 81 on Election Day, compared with Trump, who would be 78.
Why is there no other choice? Clifford Young, president of Ipsos Public Affairs in the U.S.
Trump, he is the champion of grievance, really connected with his base on that specific dimension. And when it comes to Biden, he is the only candidate that Democrats see that can actually defeat Trump.
So unless one drops out and the party scrambles to nominate a replacement during the convention, Americans are pretty much left with these two choices. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan's imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan is writing a letter to the International Monetary Fund urging it to link any talks with Islamabad to an audit of the country's recent election, which his party alleges was rigged. Senator Ali Zafart, a top leader from Khan's party, made his remarks Friday after meeting with Khan at a prison. Pakistan narrowly averted a default on foreign payments last summer when the IMF approved a $3 billion bailout following talks with former Premier Shehbaz Sharif, who replaced Khan after his ouster in 2022. A spacecraft built and flown by a Texas-based company landed near the south pole of the moon on Thursday, the first U.S. touchdown on the lunar surface in more than half a century, and the first ever achieved by the private sector. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The uncrewed six-legged lander named Odysseus was developed by Intuitive Machines, a company based in Texas. Odysseus's landing came after a nail-biting final approach and descent, and there was a problem with the spacecraft's autonomous navigation system. Engineers had to deploy an untested workaround at the 11th hour. Then there was a radio blackout, which was anticipated, and it took time for mission control to reestablish contact. NASA says the data collected will help it prepare to return astronauts to the moon later this decade as part of a long-term sustained initiative of lunar exploration and a stepping stone toward eventual human flights to Mars.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Former Australian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has been convicted of making false statements to a parliamentary inquiry into alleged corruption in his first government. He has been given an 8-month suspended sentence. The case marked the first time in more than 30 years that a former Austrian chancellor had stood trial. Prosecutors accused the 37-year-old having given false evidence in a June 2020 regarding his role in the setting up of a holding company and the appointment of a former close confidant to its leadership. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.